Yeah.
Hi, Andy. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. When the people that you know don't like you and treasure friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're artificial friends. Boom, boom. You know what? What happens when I cut out this episode? It's just going to be you talking to yourself. Because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Nothing new, right?
I mean, just fine.
Nothing new at the Chandler residence.
To let people know what's going on, there are three of us that are here, kind of, in spirit, anyway. Sam Farmer's on assignment, but Larry Morgan, we started out and we've got a little technical difficulty. He could hear us, but we can't hear him. So he's going to try to join this meeting as we go.
If he has no anything, if you have anything that's important to say, Larry, just go ahead and type it in. We'll read to the audience what your thoughts are.
I think he's disconnected now, like, and maybe he'll come back at some point. I put the probability at about
0%.
Then I'll figure it out. But can I just tell you how gratifying it is for me to not be, for a change, to not be the one who's
effing it up for the people in the street? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's weird.
It's great.
I don't know who to yell at. I feel like I should start yelling at you, but I know it's not your fault.
When we connected, mm-hmm. You're recording at home, right?
Yeah. I think.
Okay, great.
Let me check. Hold on. Because then this could be a double mistake, which would be amazing. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay, good. Well, when we first connected today to do this, what was the first thing you said?
I don't remember. I don't remember 2 minutes ago.
You said, hey, you sound...
I thought you sound great today.
I do.
I know. You sound great. Like, you got a little pep in your step or something.
Here's why.
Did you gargle with awesome? Because you sound like you did.
Here's why I sound great.
All right, tell me.
I sound great because I got my dingle.
You got your dingle what? That's an incomplete sentence. You need a verb in there.
Dingle wiper?
You got your dingle.
Dingleheimer?
What? Oh, you got your...
John Jacob Dingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too. No, I got my device, my interface, my... This is... You know, people talk about getting their forever home.
Yeah.
This is my forever interface.
It's your forever dingle.
It's so great. Well, you know, the other one periodically would just go into a mode where it sounded like I was a robot.
Yeah.
Everybody said that happened.
So that we're not going to have to deal with that anymore.
Not going to have to deal with that anymore.
Is there any link to your dingle and Larry's absence?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe in the long run, this is actually you effing it up for the podcast again. Maybe your dingle is one that booted Larry. And Larry's the one that's trying to figure out what's going on. But in reality, you screwed it up again.
My dingle did not boot Larry. dingle
boot.
No, I got this thing. It's like a mortgage payment. but it's so awesome that like I can set up. There's a bunch of ins and outs on the back of it, and there's a touch screen on there where I can press and say I want that thing in, and over on the other side, and I want it to go out there, and then you can save the scene. So, like, I call this one Zoom meeting, and no matter what I'm doing,
so
set up for other things. Yeah, and I just go back to, Zoom meeting, and I'm ready to go.
That's
everything's set up. There's no moving anything around.
Is it just like a mixing board? Like, I have a bunch of ports that you put in stuff in, or how does it route everything?
Yeah, well, it's a box. It's a it's like half. It's like double height rack height, and half rack width.
Okay.
And it's what is it? It's a ADDA converter, and it means analog to digital. What we're saying to digital, and digital back to what we can hear.
Right.
And so I got the whole thing set up, and I press another button for when I want to do my broadcast on the radio station, and another one for just listening to music. It's a joy, and now I'm never going to be the fucking robot. Larry's the fucking robot today.
Your dingle just cast out the robot ghost into Larry's camp.
It did. I'm so overjoyed about it. Anywho, maybe he'll join us before we're done here. But and it bums me out because he has the summer songs.
Yeah, we're gonna have to punt on that for another week.
Yeah, we're already
around the 4th of July.
Yeah, we're already unofficially in summer. Mm-hmm. You know, Memorial Day has passed. We're in it.
Yep.
So we need to do the summer songs. And he's got. I heard he has two from you, and he has two. And now I gave him another one, so I have two. So we each have two quintessential summer songs that I'm
but
hoping.
See,
that,
I don't have much. I'm just gonna say right now, I don't have much confidence in mine.
Well, see, that's the mistake okay. you're making right there.
Okay.
You never do that. never do that. Like if you're, you know, you're doing an acting class scene and you get up there in front of everybody and you say, oh, okay, before we start this, you know, I'm not off book yet, and I might go up on a line, but I haven't had a lot of time to work on this, but okay, let's see what it is.
You know what? Well, all right, let's talk about it during the summer song segment.
When you do that, you take anybody in the room that you would have fooled, and you take them out of the equation. You take them; they're immediately going to discount it. They're going to say, "If I like what Josh's song was, then I'm an asshole. I'm a dipshit." Don't call people a dipshit. Give them a chance.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. I feel like I failed this podcast.
You really did.
Do we want to start over? Pick up the guitar again. I love my fucking songs. I'm going to play them all day today. Those two songs are playing on a loop all day for the rest of the weekend.
It's great work.
I love them. Oh. Everywhere I go, I'm listening to those two songs because it's goddamn summer.
Hold on. Larry's in the waiting room. Let's see if he fixed his issue. Larry?
No.
Larry? No, he hasn't fixed it yet. Nope, can't hear him. No. But it's nice to see you.
I can't even see him. Can I see him?
Yeah. If you
I want to see him struggle.
Go on gallery view, and he's giving me a giant finger right now. That I've got my 50-inch monitor here, so that finger, Larry, is about it's about the size of a horse penis.
I don't even see Larry. I just see L.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just frozen on this big finger. Right now. So thank you for that, Larry. I appreciate it. Anywho, so yeah, my issues are solved. Now, it just makes me feel so good that Larry is finally the one who's ruining it for everybody.
Larry, that's the name of this pod. That's the title of this episode. Larry ruins it for everybody. And he's not even on.
Hey, do you know what I did right before this podcast? Maybe you did the same thing.
If it was from like last week, I'm going to say you dropped a deuce. Last week. Is that last week that you were struggling with that?
Okay. I didn't drop a deuce.
What'd you do?
Didn't bust a grumpy. no, I watched the launch of the SpaceX rocket.
You know what? I got screwed over so hard. I was on a website on my phone or something, and they had a ticker, right, that said like 49 minutes to launch. So I set, it said like 1 hour and 49 minutes to launch. So I set my alarm for like 1 hour and 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I set it, and I was doing all, like I told you earlier, I'm like all motivated today. So I was doing a whole bunch of cleaning and a bunch of crap that I just been meaning to get done. And then my alarm went off, and I poured myself a tea, and I went and sat down. And then they're like, what a magnificent launch. And I'm just like, son of a bitch, I missed it. I missed it by like a minute and a half.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
It was pretty awesome.
I got to see it because they kept, you know, they showed on replay 50,000 times. But, yeah, it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty neat to watch with the kids. I had a little trepidation about having my kids in there for it.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking about 1986 and the Challenger. I didn't have kids then, obviously. I was a high school senior. But I know there were school kids all across the country because that, you know, the Krista McAuliffe was on it.
They made
so
us.
Forth,
they took us in and made us watch it.
Oh, God.
I remember. Yeah. I don't think we watched it live, but when they realized what happened, they brought TVs into every classroom and made us watch it. the news coverage all day.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. I would have to say that's my generation's Kennedy assassination. That's the one, like, well, that 9/11 is like one of the days you always remember where you were at and just kind of some of the details of that day just because of what happened that day.
Yeah, 9/11 for sure is, I think, the benchmark for that.
Yeah.
But this launch was really cool, and it was fun to talk about. It's fun for me to be talking about things. And I'm like, hey, you know, that's 18,000 kilometers. That's, 12,000 miles per hour, son. And he's like, Daddy, can you be quiet so I can watch it? I was getting a lot of that from my daughter.
Getting annoyed.
Yeah. You know, they're 120 miles up from the planet right now. Daddy, I'm trying to hear what they're saying.
What's that steam coming off the side? I don't know. Hydrogen. I don't know. Something. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
You know what? I did for my son this morning?
No, tell me what you did for your son this morning. Did you make him pancakes?
I didn't.
Oh, wow.
I did something better than that.
Ooh, I don't know.
What I did, Josh, is I imbued him with a little bit of knowledge.
Okay. I can hardly wait.
Well, I wanted to make a cut on the pergola, and this entire show basically is going to be me talking about some home improvement. But okay. I wanted to make an improvement on the pergola.
Is that strictly because Larry's not here that are you taking advantage of this?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have a notepad with like bullet points on there that you were like have been waiting to bring this stuff up as soon as Larry has bailed out? You're like, okay, now is my shot.
I have two home improvement bullet points here.
Okay, go ahead. What's number one? Pergola.
The number one's pergola. Well, I said to my son, you know, I was going to cut one end of it, you know, do an angle cut, a 45-degree angle on the joist so that they, you know, they just looked a little bit nicer than how they had looked.
Right.
And so I was going to fix that. And I'm saying, you know, there are nine of those joists down the line, if you look at them. How would you go about cutting each of those to the exact same length and making sure they're all in line?
This sounds like geometry.
It kind of was, yeah. I said, what would you do to make sure? He's like, stand at the end and look down. I'm like, that's a great idea, unless you're the only one doing it. And then you can't be in
two places. That's a great idea, but you're wrong.
That is incorrect.
That is a great idea, albeit a wrong one.
Wrong. Do it again.
And then you laugh. And then
do it again.
Scream wrong, laughed, and walked away.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Deal with it. I became the headmaster from the wall. I said, here's what you do. And I got out a plumb line.
Plumb Bob.
Yeah, well, not plumb Bob, but, a chalk line.
The chalk. Yeah, chalk line.
Without chalk, it's just a
those things, a line. I remember my old man whipped one of those things out the first time, and I saw him pluck it and made that line. That might have been one of, like, the most mind-blowing things that I ever
saw. Yeah.
I just remember being like, oh, my God, that's the smartest and coolest thing I've ever seen in my world. My dad actually uses chalk for something cool. You know what I mean?
Right? I totally – and my dad used a plumb bob to make sure that the shed he was building was – see, my dad built a shed.
Oh, it's in the blood, right? It's in the blood. It's in the blood. Yeah. That makes total sense now. I'm from a long line of shedders.
My family –
that's what you call an Indiana shed right there. I learned that from my old man.
I'm a shedder. My dad's a shedder. We're all shedders. You can say my family's full of shed. So anyway, I say, here's what we do. I put a nail in on one end and tied it to it and had him pull it to the other end. And we, you know, did that and then put it back and so forth. And I made the measurements and showed him what a speed square, how you use a speed square. Speed square. It's like a little triangle. It's, it's like a steel triangle with the measurements on it and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know what they were called, but I got one of those.
It took me until I was 50 years old to get one of those.
Really?
Because I always just used an L square, something like
that. I bought one when I was building my workbench just because I liked the little compact smallness of it. It was like a quick little elf bracket, whatever you call those things you call T-square.
Speed square. Yeah.
Yeah. Speed square.
So it was wonderful to imbue him with some knowledge and make perfect measurements. I felt like I felt like I'd give the boy a little nugget to grow on there.
Yeah. Do you think now he's like, I wonder if someday I'll become a shedder. I wonder if someday I'll build my own shed. And I'll remember my old man and his chalk line. And I'll build my own shed, except I'll make it bigger. I'll make it twice as big as my dad's shed. And then he'll really be proud of me. Finally.
Yeah. Silas said,
I'll live in my shed.
Silas said, Dad, I think maybe one day I'll be able to build a shed. And I said,
and then you
do
laughed.
It again.
And you laughed and went, inside, boy.
Oh my God. The other thing that I wanted to tell you about that I have a bullet point for.
Was this more? Okay. Let's get these out of the way.
It's pretty exciting. Well, it's something that I did with Vivian, with 5-year-old Vivian this week.
Oh. She thinks she'll build a shed when she grows up?
Well, no, she's more of a gardener.
Oh, maybe you can make like a shed dowry. Right? That'd be a good idea. Give her husband or whatever. You just start working on blueprints for it right now. Yeah. And then when he asks for her hand in marriage, he comes to you and says, Papa Chanley, you know, and you approve, you go into your safe and you pull out and you be like, I've been waiting a long time.
Pull out a scroll and blow the dust off it.
It's like shed plans from 2009.
What are they? Investment bear coupons with a coupon attached? No, something better. Something better than
even better.
Yeah. No, with Viv, we rebuilt the automotive pavilion here.
Yes, the AP.
Well, yeah, but you know what they had there before, hanging down on each side, was some of that nasty, ugly-looking lattice. You know that,
right? Yeah.
So it's like 4x8 sheets of lattice hanging from the side, just looked ghetto. And but then when we rebuilt this thing, we didn't have anything there to block out the neighbors, and the neighbors' windows are just a few feet across the property line. So we decided to go and select some shrubbery.
A shrubbery.
Ooh.
A shrubbery. And cut down the mightiest tree in the forest with a herring. me.
No. When I was sick a couple months ago, I was laying in bed watching that. And Owen comes up and watched about 10 minutes of that movie with me and declared it one of the dumbest movies he's ever seen. He's like, this is so silly and dumb, and just left. And I'm just laying there laughing my ass off. That movie. All right, go ahead. Well, so you bought some shrubberies.
Bought some shrubs. Yeah. Got some pittosporum.
Now, where are you putting them? Are you putting them like on the... describe how you're putting them up, because I can see the wall, but the listeners can't.
Yeah, so there's like a 5-foot cinder block wall,
right
on the property line, and then the patio starts, like a foot and a half away from that.
Okay,
so there's like a little bed right there. So all along there, I planted 13 pittosporums. They call them silver sheen.
Are they already high enough to block the view?
No.
Okay, so this will pay off in the long run.
In the long run, and here's the thing, they say that they grow, like unchecked, they grow like 16 feet tall.
Like this weird. Yeah. Plus, with like, isn't it elevated too? So it's like,
it's in the ground. It's in the ground. Okay. All right. Yeah, but that would be overkill. The 16 feet. I just want it like 8 feet tall, and it's already like in a couple of them reaching like 4 feet tall. I think it's grown an inch just in the week since it's been in.
That's what she said. It's funny you bring this up. I bought some lavender plants for my patio last week,
what?
And I bought some hanging potter, you know what I mean? Like the hanging pots from the chains, and then like the metal brackets to hang it from, because I have like a wooden fence.
Sure.
And I bought a couple nice little lavender plants to bracket my avocado plant, which is growing like insane, which is, it's almost like 5 feet tall now.
That's great. And and the lavender, isn't that supposed to keep some pests away?
Yes. Yeah, I find that is not working.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's because they're not fully bloomed yet or what, but they're surviving. I haven't killed them yet.
You put the lavender in there to keep away some gnats and mosquitoes, and you look over and mosquitoes are just licking it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It keeps away mosquitoes, but attracts rattlesnakes.
That's what you don't want. Yeah. awesome. But yeah, you know, it was neat. It was fun to do because I did it with Viv, and we got to plant these things together, and it was like it was a neat, because she took a lot of pride in doing it, and it was just it was a fun thing, and so to
how did your weekend go? How did your peaches, how did your grilled peach dessert come out?
It was amazing.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
it was really nice. Really, really nice. And I gotta tell you, man, I've been really enjoying these Beyond Burgers.
I still have never had one.
Good God, they're tasty. It's good stuff. But anyway, yeah, we had a lovely cookout. We're gonna have another cookout tomorrow, and we've been out in the pool, not in the last few days because it's been chilly. But it's been quite a joy. What about the Fligger family? How was the week?
We had an awesome time at Descanso Gardens. We did a big old walk through there. It was the hottest day so far. So it was like around 100 degrees. So it was nice to get out and sweat a bit. And Owen was running around. We climbed all the way to the top. Have you been there before?
No. Where is it located?
It's in, I think, Pasadena, like around Pasadena.
Yeah. But, do they have peacocks there?
I didn't see any.
Am I thinking the botanical gardens?
Maybe. Well, yeah, this one has like a Japanese garden to it. Okay. But it was weird. I didn't know what to expect because I was just like, I'm just walking around gardens. It ended up being like a big kind of hiking place. It had all these great little paths with small paths coming off that. And then you'd go down like this path. It barely looks like a path. And you get to the bottom and there'd be like a bench to hang out. And it was like, there was like 100 of those. So we went and did that. We spent like all afternoon just exploring all that. And we liked it so much. We bought like a season's pass to, and everybody was wearing masks and they only let so many people in. So it wasn't never, you know, it wouldn't get constricting with people getting logged up in the same place. And everybody was really good at staying distant. And we had a great time because it was nice to get out, get sweaty, get some exercise and be out in the sun and watch him running around in the woods instead of just sitting here playing video games all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. The Laura took the kids over to school to do a pick up and drop off of, you know, materials and so forth. And there were a few other students. And so they got to run around, you know, wearing their masks and stuff, but running around in the woods and having a great time. And it was just fun to see them. She said, you know, after all of this time, finally having somebody their age to run around with and some space to run around.
It's gotta be
tough being a kid right now.
Yeah, oh, it's gotta be terrible, terrible. But we had a good weekend. I grilled some salmon.
Delicious. Was it cedar plank salmon?
No, straight on the grill. Straight on the grill, buddy. Oil up that skin. Skin down first for about 5 minutes, about 400 degrees, and when that skin will crisp up, so it'll come right off the grill, and you flip it over and do like a minute and a half, 2 minutes on the actual flesh side, and that'll like singe the seasonings into the top of it, and it's all well, you oil the fish up real well, and then you just plop it off, take it off the grill, super good.
How do you lift it off, you know?
Spatula, like a metal spatula, yeah.
Yeah.
And if the grill's hot enough and the fish is oiled, it'll come right off. It won't stick to the grill. I mean, if it's still sticking to the grill, then it's not done yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like a burger.
Yeah, all right. I've got vegetarians here, and they can't stand being around fish. So if I open up a fucking can of tuna to make it tuna,
really?
Which, yeah, I hear it from everybody.
My wife's weird. Like she likes tuna, but only if it's like cold. She won't. Or no, wait.
Well, Laura's the same way. Laura won't eat tuna anymore, but the nastiest notion to her is hot tuna.
Yeah, exactly. Like a tuna noodle casserole. Like,
yeah, tuna melt.
Tuna melt. She's just like, oh, that's disgusting. Tuna and cheese, which is weird because fish and cheese don't generally go together, right?
That's not true. You get a filet of fish sandwich that has cheese on it.
No, that's not real fish. That's filet of fish parts.
It's krill.
Exactly. It's like fins and assholes. but you can't use a McDonald's food item to justify any food combination.
It's made out of whale dicks. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know for a fact that.
Whale dicks are made out of whale dicks.
I do not. I want to put that disclaimer. I don't want to be sued. I do not know definitively that filet of fish is made out of whale penis. I don't know that. I can't prove that.
It's never been proven.
Before. It's never been proven. I want to back them on this. You can't tell me for a fact.
You know what? I had a question I thought of the other day. I wanted to bring this up. Maybe you can help me. Maybe this could be a food court subject. And me and my wife talked about it, and we made a decision. Which is the better pretzel? Like, there's so many different forms of pretzels, right? What's the best form of pretzel?
I narrowed it down to just the regular. Hold on. We're not talking about the soft pretzel, right?
I'm saying all of the pretzel world.
Oh, you're including everything in the pretzel world?
Well, okay, let's exclude soft pretzels.
Number one is soft pretzel.
But I don't think of soft pretzel as a pretzel. I think it's bread. That's a bread.
Yeah, well, is pretzel a shape or is it a type of cracker?
It's a type of cracker because you have pretzel sticks.
Yeah, all right, just check
it. Right?
Yeah, well, here's where I come down on that. My personal favorites. Well, I'll tell you what I like the least. What I like the least, the least is the big stick, the one that's about 10 inches long.
Oh, the pretzel log?
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
That's my least favorite.
Those are the ones you could buy for like a nickel at the convenience. Remember when they used to have them at like, and they have like bars and stuff in that little container where you pay a nickel for them, you can get some pretzels?
No.
Really?
No, I've never paid a nickel for a pretzel log.
You haven't been to a good enough bar then. Where you maybe get like a pickled egg, get a pickled egg, hot sausage sandwich, and pretzel.
No, but that's my least favorite. My favorite, and then it goes in this order, I think. Miniature pretzel sticks.
Are you talking about like Mr. Salty's?
Yeah, and then above that.
That guy was weird. Why do you wear a sailor's hat?
You get so soggy out there.
What the fuck? He's like, you gotta wear a sailor's hat? What's happening to pretzels?
He wouldn't last for a minute out there. So I guess
wear a mining helmet or something.
Salt water, I guess, is the where that tie in is. I
don't know. That's a reach.
It's gossamer at best, that string.
I want to see Mr. Salty fight Mr. Peanut. All right, go ahead.
Above that is the miniature pretzel twist. The
pretzel twist.
Wait. Above,
you just thought of a new pretzel.
I forgot about that. above the miniature pretzel stick for me is the pretzel twist, where it's like miniature size twisted together.
Yeah, those are nice, but I think those are like the new kids on the block.
For me, above that is the miniature pretzel.
Yeah.
And at the top, the creme de la creme, the
king of pretzels.
Yes, is the original, like, you know, 2.5 inch
regular pretzel. That was the point, and I feel me and my wife absolutely agree. We spent so many years buying the pretzel mini pretzels. You know what I mean? Because they're like they're nice to dip and they're fun. You know,
they're good for kids. Sure.
Yeah, and then I just, the other, like 2 weeks ago, I bought just the regular pretzel, normal size pretzels, and we ate the whole bag. And then I brought that question up. I was like, I really enjoyed old school pretzel. What is there something, what got us into this small pretzel phase where we overlooked these delicious golden treats, and we couldn't figure out like what happened and why, and I feel bad. I don't know why does that pretzel get pushed out? Why is there all these other pretzels now? And that the normal pretzel is not, it's no longer king.
Yeah.
You know what else is a delicious pretzel?
Tell me.
But not conducive to dipping.
What?
Is the big sourdough, the ones that come in the box. They cut the roof of your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
Those things will cut. They make you bleed, but they're so good.
Make you pay for it. The soft pretzel, though, is pretty nice.
It's its own entity, though. I mean, I look at the soft pretzel, and it's like it's on the same page as like a bagel. It's just delicious treat.
It's so great. And here's the thing, you know, with the cheese with a Z that usually comes with those.
Yeah,
you know, the fake nacho cheese. Know, yeah, orange cheese.
The delicious
cheese. That's the thing. If it ever comes with nachos, if I get those round nacho chips at a ballpark or whatever with that shitty cheese, I hate it. It's not fun at all to me. But if I get a soft pretzel, I will dip that fucker in that weird cheese sauce in a second.
Yep.
It's the only time that it's acceptable.
Add the mustard.
And the mustard. Oh yeah, of course. And yeah. The
good pretzel talk. I'm glad we got that
butter sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. I almost feel like we should whack the crammer.
Well, yeah, that's what so are we deciding?
I think
hear
it's
ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, the top.
Are we officially declaring the what is that pretzel called? Just pretzel A type?
I would say traditional. The traditional
pretzel is hereby declared the archetype of all pretzels.
So let it be written, so let it be done.
Lamest grammar.
Whack the grammar.
Sounds like you're laying a railroad.
Oh, man. I just dented my desk. Oh God!
I feel good. I feel like we haven't had a food court in a while, and I just got that off our chest for all you food court fans out there. We just made another decision. Hereby is declared law, so it shall be.
We should we should get the music going for that. Dun 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 dun. You know the people.
People's going.
Dun, people's dun, going. Dun. Yeah.
You know what I've been doing. Yesterday, I was so effing annoying yesterday. It was unbelievable. It was like later in the day while I was working, and I had all my work done, but I still got to kind of like hang out by the computer in case for emails and stuff. So I put the TV on, and I put on the Game Show Network. And
what was on?
The first show was Press Your Luck from like the mid 80s, right? Uh-huh. And do you remember that show? You remember Press Your Luck?
That's with the whammies. Yeah,
right. Do you remember the board, like when they had the spin? Do you remember the noise it made?
No.
It went boop 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 boop.
Oh right, yeah.
I got that thing stuck in my head, and I walked around for about an hour and a half with my wife and my kid just going stop. 5,000 has been. So then the next one came on, and it was Match Game 78.
So good. Let me guess. So you got Gene Rayburn.
Yes.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah, yes. There was.
Hold on. Richard Dawson.
No. That was. Let me tell you right now. There was three of them that. Once I say the reason they were on, you'll be like, absolutely, but you'll never guess. There were three new ones.
I'm not done. Bert Convy.
No.
Oh, come on.
Who's the girl that always sat right beside
JP Morgan?
Yes, JP Morgan.
She was on there? Yep. What about Kitty Carlisle?
Nope. I don't know. One of them I don't know. One of them it was
Was Larry Hovis there?
It was Don. Who's the pitcher for the Dodgers? Don. I don't know. So I forget his name. I should know this. It was some pitcher for the Dodgers during the 70s. And then Bowser from Sean. He played for the Yankees.
Oh, that's
and
right.
That was the 80s. Okay. But then the top left corner Bowser? Was Bowser from Sean in a black t-shirt.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, yeah. He talked like this. And so it just comes on, and the song, man, the song is so good. Wow. It's just that wah-wah thing, that wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, it was so good. And then I had that. I'm just walking around my house going, wow. Wow. Oh, dropped it. But anyway.
So,
yeah. I highly encourage anybody that just wants to kill some time.
Or get some things done. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then I forgot what the other thing is. The other one I watched is, do you remember Card Sharks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should see that. I made my wife come in.
The cards, aren't they like 2 feet across? Yeah. Like giant?
Higher, lower, higher. But then he had like two girl card flippers, right? Because, and they had these dresses on.
Was this Alan Ludden?
No, I forget his. If you said his name, I would know it. But
not Wing Martindale.
He was the Joker.
Wasn't that Wing Martindale? Yeah. Oh, was it? Okay. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Joker, and they had these dresses on that looked. That I swear to God, I brought my wife in. She's like, "Oh my God, it's like my prom dress." They had black dresses on with like these giant shoulder pads.
Oh, nice!
It was just amazing. It was just amazing. So good. It was. I remember watching that crap live. Like I remember when that was actually on TV in the afternoon. Such good stuff. So yeah, if you get bored, put on the Game Show Network.
Well, speaking of television, there is something that we talked about last week for which I owe you an apology.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it. Stop. 5,000 to spin.
Now, I'm going to hold up the picture for you. This was,
I know what it is. You don't have to hold up a picture. I can picture in my mind like I did before. I can't see it because it's an iPhone on the screen. It just looks like a lightsaber.
Oh, no.
Heaven's a murder droid.
It's Snagglepuss.
Yep.
It's Snagglepuss, and this was shared by Teresa Pickering Boyer.
Thank you, Teresa.
She says, I'll just leave this right here. Uh-huh. Snagglepuss was
pink as shit.
She says, let it be known that Flieger was correct this time. Snagglepuss was pink.
Yep.
You asked last week, was he pink? And we're like, no, it's not the Pink Panther.
Yeah, you're like, shut up, dummy, he's orange.
Dipshit.
Turn your mic off.
Get your cartoon lion straight, asshole.
Why are you on this show, idiot?
So it turns out you were correct, sir.
I know my Snagglepuss. If there's anything, if there's any puss that I know, it's a Snagglepuss.
That's what you said. Yeah.
Hey, do we have any?
I was dating a girl with a Snagglepuss. God. I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry.
I don't know that.
That's the word. Oh, God.
By the way, when we first got on, before we started the podcast.
Before, can you imagine having that conversation? You know, things are getting a little heated. She's like, all right, before we go any further, I just have to tell you, I have Snagglepuss. Like, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like, what is that?
It's like a female version of a jock itch. I don't know.
Female version of jock itch. Why are we talking about this? I'm sorry, people. This is just sidetracked.
One last question for you before we start wrapping things up here. when we first got on, before we started doing the podcast, you said, man, I've been like crazy busy today. I've been like, ever since I got up, I've been like the Tasmanian devil. I just wanted to know, have you been spinning around everywhere going,
no, I've been spinning around going, wow, boom, 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 wow, boom. Yeah, I've been doing. Have you ever had one of those days where you just get up and you're like, you know what, I need to do all the shit that I keep saying that I want to do, and then you just start pummeling it out. I scrubbed the grill down.
Nice.
Cleaned the grill. I replaced the thermometer on the grill. I bug sprayed the patio. We have this big bookshelf, right? That is like. It's been, since we moved in, it's been sitting there and it's just been collecting Owen's knickknacks and toys and just general bullshit kid detritus. Like Happy Meal shit, all that stupid crap that they come
by. Bullshit kid detritus.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like, he goes to a birthday party. He comes home with $60 worth of shit that's just going straight in the garbage. It's like, okay, I've got 10,000 of these little plastic frogs that you press and they fly 2 inches. You got all these little discs that fly around my house. He plays them once and then I got to step on them for the next 6 years. But it's just all that shit was sitting there. And I just said, Tasmanian deviled it. I grabbed everything and just threw it in the garbage. It was great. It felt so good.
Nice.
Yeah. Like I could actually see the picture of my grandmother now.
Stop.
Up with his K car.
No, I just wanted you to stop. we didn't get a Yaff line call this week. I'm really disappointed about it. The number, once again, for the Yaff line, where you can say anything you'd like, is 626-657-6428. That, again, is 626-657-6428. Or Amok PM hat.
I just want to put this on record that that's now another abnormal thing that's happened since we've installed the dingle. But no calls. No Larry and no calls. But
the
dingle works.
You think it's haunted like the little tiki that Greg Brady found?
Oh, yeah. that episode sucked. This is a double episode, too.
I used to have that sound effect on speed dial on Mark in the Morning.
Really? That was a horrible episode.
It was great. Episodes.
I said it was a double episode. Yeah. I classify myself as a Brady Bunch connoisseur. It was in my wheelhouse when I came home from school every day. That was one of the things. That was followed by 2 episodes of MASH, I believe.
Oh,
wow. And then what was the 170 show that took place in a police station? It was a one-room sitcom.
Barney Miller?
And they had, that show. Yeah, it was Barney Miller. My old man used to watch that.
Had a great theme song, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember the theme song. But I remember like when every once in a while, Welcome Back, Kotter would come on. That would be a treat. But Welcome Back, Kotter. Was that only on like 2 years?
Oh, Mr. Kotter. Hey, kids, let's put on a show.
And then every once in a while, they do a scene from their house, from their apartment, and it looked like some hippie den. You know, they're in there smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
People are coming in and out of the window. Was that show only around like 2 years?
I think so.
That's probably why they didn't really run very many reruns of it, because there was only like 16 episodes.
They ran it forever, though. Yeah. H.R. Puffin stuff. They're only like, 17 episodes?
There's only one season of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite rerun show that when you were growing up, or just in general, what's one of the ones you always watched?
Oh, God. We watched everything.
Yeah. What was like one of your favorites?
Well, I like One Day at a Time a lot. Oh, of course, I was watching that when it was first on.
That was the one I was just about to say, don't say One Day at a Time. That's with Schneider, right?
Yeah.
I don't like that show.
Yeah, and Valerie Bertinelli. This is it. No. This is it. Yeah, this is life.
What about Alice?
And that was in Indianapolis. It was supposed to be in Indianapolis. It was my hometown when I was growing up. I fucking hated Alice.
Ma'am, it's
I loved Alice.
Fucking hated that with a passion.
What was the dimtwit's name? Remember there was a girl. There's always Flo. One dimtwit.
Flo.
No, Flo was the southern girl. No, Flo was the southern.
Oh, she
one.
Was the kiss my.
And then
grits.
There was. Yeah.
And there was Alice.
And then there was the dim.
Vera.
That's it, night.
Yeah.
Call.
Vera.
There's always a dimtwit in one of those shows.
Oh yeah. What else was I going to say? Oh, and by all means, if not to cut you off, but I was just finishing up with the old Muck PM hat. Feel free to get yourself a Yaff mug in these quarantine times. Your quarantine beverages, yeah, just maybe you can have some quinine in quarantine.
In this uncertain time, that you have a delicious beverage with our Yaff mug. That's one of the things that might bring.
In these uncertain times, who just shared with me? Oh, it was my nephew, Tyler, who listens to this in Austin, Texas. What did he send me? He sent me something the other day. You had brought up these.
Does he build sheds yet?
Uncertain time. Well, he's one day he'll grow up and be able to do that. But he said he heard an ad today. oh God, I just activated Siri. And says, during this challenging time, you need reliable windows and doors. So I had to laugh after Larry's comment on the last podcast. In these trying times, what, like the looters are coming? I mean, I guess in some parts of the country they are right now, but that's weird. But Josh, how can people get a
hold of... bring the show down right at the end.
How can people get a hold of you?
Way to drop the bummer right when we're leaving.
By the way, I didn't...
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com.
I didn't notice the entire time you got you're wearing a Rocket shirt. Isn't that a Rocket?
Yeah, my Lego shirt.
That's awesome.
Have you ever seen the Lego guys? You know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
The Lego minifigures from space. This is what's on their chest.
It is? Yeah. Oh, cool. It's a logo. That's awesome. Yep. You wore that in honor of the SpaceX launch?
I literally just figured, I had no idea what I was wearing until you pointed out right now. But it's good. Yeah, good on me.
Yeah,
way to go, Josh. You. I'm like, high five myself. All right.
For me, it's Andy_Chanley on Twitter. It's Andy Chanley on Instagram and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
Do we want to get one more? Can you get one more so we have four? I feel three is a weird number. I need one more.
Can you? Is it too late to start a MySpace? it's all gone. It's all on mothballs. You can't start a new one.
No,
I want to bring. I want to bring MySpace back. I never had a MySpace page.
I had one. And I remember deleting. Let's create a MySpace page, and direct people to it. Let's see if we can bring MySpace back. I'm done with Facebook. Let's go back to our roots. We're going back to MySpace. We're doing it.
Let's do it.
Maybe.
Let's try it. Josh, it's been great to talk to you today. Sorry we missed Larry. Larry never got back in.
I know.
We'll fix everything and get back with him next week, hopefully.
Maybe next week we'll talk about summer songs.
Yes.
Look forward to that. I'm so excited about the two greatest summer songs that I picked. You're going to hear my song, and then your pants are going to explode. That's what's going to happen when I talk about that, my
song. Now you've got too far the other direction.
Well, no. These songs are gonna your head might pop off.
You know what the best summer
like a champagne
song of all?
Bottle.
The best summer song of all is though.
Well,
when the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships and
tune into this podcast
where you are the show.
You just made my song suck again. They were great until you did that, and now my songs suck again.
Love you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.